Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx. And this podcast episode will be going out on the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And in relationship to the Carmelite calendar, this is the highest, holiest day within our calendar, outside of the general calendar, which, you know, of course, is the Triduum. So today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and it's the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she received this name from the Carmelites who, when we formed our community at Mount Carmel, we created an oratory, a communal place of prayer, and we named it in honor of the Lady of the Place, i.e. Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Now, one of the readings that we Carmelites have used for the celebration for generation now comes from the first book of Kings. And I want to read you that passage. It's 1 Kings chapter 18 from about verse 42 to 45. And this is what it says. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the mountain, and he bowed down himself way down to the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And at the seventh time he said, "Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising out of the sea." And he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you." End of passage. Now, we as Carmelites have always seen in that little cloud a prefiguration, an image, if you will, of Mary. Because a cloud holds within itself life-giving water, as Mary held within her heart and then her womb the life-giving presence of Jesus, given unto her by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we see in this passage, this is a time in 1 Kings when Israel has gone through a 3.5-year drought. They're under the rule of a very slanderous, tyrannical king who has led the people into worshiping false gods and etc. And now suddenly, after those false prophets have been, for lack of a better word, conquered and etc., we see this gentle image. But from this gentle image comes a great rain that slows down the work of the king to arrive back home, so much so that Elijah was able to beat him there and let him know that he must return to the one true God. So this little cloud, this little thing that rises up from the sea, containing one of the life that can quench a parched land, is for us one of the most important images of Mary, for these little gentle moments that she comes to us in our lives as a caring mother. not with her own graces, but with the grace of her Son, always pointing to him, always wanting us to go to him, to find our comfort in him. And as any mother, she will go to any extreme to get us to that great and loving place. Tenderness, simplicity, and humility are key aspects to the life of Mary that we are called to mimic as much as we can by the grace of God. That's why the scapular devotion is so important, because it is a physical way that we remember, that we recall the presence of Mary in our life as we seek to grow in allegiance to Jesus Christ. And I say physical because the two strands of a scapular, the brown cloths that wrap around the neck, are like her maternal loving embrace. It's as if Mary is physically giving us a hug that puts us in a place of openness and of reception to her Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is why the other important passage that we hear on the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is the passion narrative, a part of it anyway, from John's Gospel, where Jesus, while suffering upon the cross, looks down upon his mother and gives her over to John and John over to her. The spiritual church receiving the witness and the presence of Mary in its heart. And we as Carmelites have chosen this to be on the feast day because it reminds us that we need to remain standing by the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as he opened and allowed his heart to be opened in a profound way on the cross, we ourselves can have our hearts open too, as Mary did, gazing upon her suffering Son with a pain that none of us can truly understand unless we have been a parent ourselves. So this little reflection, I hope, engages you and helps you to grow in an awareness of the important role of Mary in your life. Not that she is the Lord of our life. No, that her Son is the Lord of our life. And she wants us to be with him, with her, around the table of plenty in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity. And this great tradition of the brown scapular is a way that we are constantly reminded of the desire of Mary, that we be in allegiance to her Son, as she was when the angel gave her a message. And she said, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." My brothers and sisters, remember, Mary too wants what's best for you. And what's best for you, it can always and will always be found in the heart of her Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the most holy name of the most blessed Trinity, may God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like today's podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to visit my website, The Frank Friar. There you can find links to my articles on Catholic Stand, my blog posts, my links to the YouTube channel. You can also sign up for my newsletter and reach out through the contact page and share with me any thoughts, concerns, questions that you may have. Know that I'll be praying with you, and thank you for the gift of your time today. God bless.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.